Sri Lanka's former president hides behind diplomacy as people in his country starve. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled to Singapore when protesters stormed his house in July. He's heading to Thailand next, using a diplomat passport to bypass visa laws. Meanwhile, desperation grows in Sri Lanka. Millions lack reliable access to food. International Media Ministries' Denise Godwin says their partners want to share Christ in both word and deed, but they need the Lord to open up some doors.
One of their requests is to help them find a way to get through the bureaucracy and get the containers of food out of the ports. The U.S. is inclined to send more, but they can't until these get moved. And so we just pray that they would have favor with the authorities to get these food containers out to the people.
And vocational training leads to Christ's healing in North Africa. We'll turn to MNN's Katie Harth for the details.
A young man taking classes from local missionaries was depressed and angry and carrying a lethal weapon. Gospel workers in North Africa, helped by Christian Aid Mission, say you could tell Ahmed was heavy-hearted just by looking at him. One night, Ahmed heard preaching on forgiveness that led him to reveal he was carrying a weapon. In the message, the gospel worker said, "God forgave your many sins, and you have to forgive those who wronged you." Ahmed prayed, repented, and told the leader his story. I don't have time to share Ahmed's story here, but you can read it on our website. Believers say people like Ahmed are touched by the love of God and open their hearts to the gospel. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.